InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Well, if those of you that are paying attention are overwhelmed, it's not going to get any better. It's going to get more intense. I feel sorry for people, though, that are blissfully unaware and think that there's ever a boring news day. Because all of what's happening affects humanity in an absolutely massive way. Thank you for joining us on this live Thursday, November 6, 2025 transmission. I am your embattled host, Alex Jones, and very blessed and honored that you decided to join us today. Please remember, you are the polar bears. So however you're listening to us, and even if you're not listening to us on a radio station, but it's in your area or you're listening on the internet, tell folks about the radio station and Real Alex Jones on X or the Alex Jones channel on Rumble. That's how we reach new people. You are the emissaries. You are the ambassadors. You are literally the tip of the spear. All right. Getting ready for the broadcast today was exhausting because everything's coming to a head. I know this audience of activists understand that we're in very perilous times. But quite frankly, the incredible danger and the red flashing lights everywhere, both literal and figurative, are getting more intense by the minute. And I just know it's clear that civilization is breaking down. And there are forces actively, obviously the Democrats with the shutdown and similar things, that are driving that. But there's a lot of other factors that are contributing to it. But it must just be easy to be evil and just get in charge of things than just destroy people below you and laugh about it instead of the responsibility of trying to save civilization. But a lot of globalists have figured out if civilization falls, they're not going to be able to insulate themselves from the crises that they've exacerbated, in many cases created. So here's what we got today. I've confirmed with constitutional lawyers, trade lawyers, state of the Constitution, Trump's tariffs are 100% constitutional. This country's been completely sold out to the World Trade Organization. He is reclaiming our sovereignty. But on the issue of tariffs, it really is the heart of his economic recovery and is destroying the old globalist kleptocratic order that was deindustrializing the West by design. And so even though China double-crossed the globalists the last 16 years and their whole alliance fell apart, they're still not siding with Trump to even stand up to China and stand up for our people. And I've been reading and watching, listening to what the Supreme Court justice has said. They don't put video out, it's audio, but they put images to it, so it's video. A finer point, which I shouldn't even belabor. The point is that it looks like they're going to rule pretty strong in a majority opinion against Trump. And we'll see what happens. Howard Lutnick, it says Trump will win tariff case despite Supreme Court skepticism. Oh boy, I tell you. I mean, this is the sword of Damocles hanging over the economy. And Trump was barely turning the economy around in incredible headwinds when the shutdown happened. What are we into? Day 34 now? Longest shutdown in history? Day 36. Good God. See, it all becomes a blur, folks. And so just the stress of that alone, I'll just be honest with you. I can feel the danger because I can intellectually, mathematically, historically understand it. And then it's so horrible, the ramifications of this, when you look at it in different pieces, that I'm shook up right now. And then I'll see a bunch of other stuff. But, you know, exposing it, shining light on evil is the greatest answer. It's the disinfectant. So we'll cover it. There is so much more coming up straight ahead today. I'll tell you about it. We return in 60 seconds. I'll share those feeds.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
But it is Thursday, November 6, 2025. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And wow, we've got 10% of flights set to be shut down just starting, and then it'll be more. We have 40 airports with shutdowns. We have thousands of flight delays. They're saying fly at your own risk. Absolute bedlam. We're in day 36 of the shutdown. The Democrats are celebrating. They swept elections across the country. Most of it's election fraud. We have absolute evidence just everywhere. It's totally ridiculous, but we'll be getting into more of that today. Even more came out since yesterday, but that begs the question, what is Trump's DOJ going to do? Well, they've signed executive orders. They're saying they're going to pull funds from states that don't have, you know, voter ID. I mean, California openly has illegal aliens voting. We're dealing with criminals. The only way to deal with them is to have the Justice Department indict Newsom for all of his crimes, Pelosi for all of her crimes, Obama, all of them. You can't operate in a regular political environment with these people. These are absolute criminals going for broke. Speaking of that, boy, people are upset. Even Republicans that hate Nancy Pelosi are upset because no one ever, not Bloomberg trading, not Goldman Sachs, no one has ever had more accurate stock trading in the billions she's made than Nancy Pelosi. That's because she always presided over key votes for government funding, biotech, you name it. So where are you going to get your stock tips now after 40 years in the Congress? She is saying bye-bye and hanging up her spurs. We see the emblematic death of Dick Cheney. A few days ago. We'll be getting into that. We have Mondami saying, we are the new Democratic Party, which they are. We are the new order. That's a quote. A lot of big developments there. And of course, for me, this is the most dangerous news. And this is what I'm going to cover in detail in this hour, at least for part of the hour. Supreme Court justices appear skeptical that Trump tariffs are illegal. And I didn't just believe corporate news. I went out and found the clips myself on X. Five of the nine have made extremely critical statements to the Trump lawyers. And in the past, when you get statements this strong, they're voting to say Trump doesn't have the power, which clearly he does. And you're like, well, they've been voting against the Democrats, you know, pretty good record so far. Why would they do this now? And Howard Lutnick thinks that, you know, they're just posturing and that they're still going to vote correctly. When clearly what Trump's doing is constitutional. I mean, these one-sided trade deals are literal economic war on our country. Well, it's because a lot of the powerful Republican globalist interests are allied with China financially, and they don't want this gravy train to stop, and they want to discredit Trump. They want to continue their globalist system that's sucked us dry and deindustrialized us. So the red lights are flashing everywhere for so many people that were white-pilled and said, get your popcorn, we can all just go to sleep, everything's fine. People are the plague. You're as bad or worse as the black pillars, who are very well informed about a lot of bad things but never see any of the good trends, and so just give up. If you say, get your popcorn, Trump's got it handled, you've given up. Your agency, your will, your capacity, your job, you're supposed to do. And if you're black-pilled and have given up, you've done the same thing. Because I'll assure you, a lot of people celebrating, hey, it's over for Trump, it's all falling apart, which it isn't yet, but it could go in that direction quickly. The wreckage that will come from the globalist deindustrialization Great Reset plan going right back into high gear, if they can sabotage Trump while he's in and that project kicks back in, is literal hell on earth. So I see a lot of people out there, yay, you know, the super right-wing nationalist groypers, whatever you want to call it, have taken over 30-40% of the Republican Party. Well, that was the trend of the country. That's where the world was going. It's part of the Great Awakening. But there's an awakening on the left, too, electing all these Islamists and communists. People are hitting the eject button to any group or organization or movement that promises that it can deliver change. Now, with the Groypers, Nick Fuentes, they're not saying, we're in office now, we've got a magic bullet, we're going to fix it. They're talking culturally long-term ways to fix it. With the communists, they just go, everything's free. Like there's a great New York Post headline about a everything free city with Mondami. I saw they had it on the American Journal with Brianna Morello. Maybe we can pull up that, but it's absolutely true. Leader of the freest city where everything is free. That is an enticement. That is a lie. Or just type in Mondami New York Post cover on X today, and it'll be right there for you. So there it is. Leader of the free everything world. And of course, he knows that's not really the plan. The plan is to build up their numbers for a while they bankrupt the country, then have an emergency communist reorganization, and there'll be no more welfare ever again. You'll be in forced labor camps if you're lucky. That's the formula. It's not like communism fails, that ends up happening. No. This is a part of it. This is a feature of it. So I've got the LA Times, New York Times, Washington Post. They're all celebrating and going, is this the end of Trump? Is this the beginning of the end of the Trump era? And they say, look, Nick Fuentes is so popular. That means, you know, that we've split the Republican Party. It's a lot more sophisticated than that, and I'm going to explain it coming up at the start of the next hour, ahead of Anthony Cumia joining us. Matt Bracken on the new Red-Green Alliance Apple. You know, the New York Post says that it's the red apple, meaning hammer and sickle, but really it's the green and red apple. Now, we're still winning culturally. Populists are being elected all over the world. The globalists are in trouble. The numbers show we are pulling away from them. But they control the blue states and the blue cities with absolute election fraud. They don't even hide it in Pennsylvania, but the landslide was so big we overrode it. They don't hide it in Michigan. They don't hide it in California. They don't hide it in New York. Buses, I've got footage of it today. More from yesterday. They just pull up and hundreds of Chinese people pile off that aren't even from here, and they people speak to them in Chinese, say, what are you doing? I'm here to vote. You a citizen? No. And they'll have a Chinese-American telling them how to vote, and that's just it. And then the Republican precincts get hack attacks and go down, and the ballots aren't filled out right, or have, you know, holes punched in them or 2 inches too small and don't work, or Mondami's on the ballot twice and Cuomo's on their last. I mean, the fix is in and we know it. And the bad guys aren't going to back down. They're going to go for broke. But let's see what Trump's doing. This isn't about a criticism. He has the shotgun effect where he goes out, some days puts out incredible information, goes in front of the UN, destroys globalism to their face, pulls us out of the Paris Accords. I mean, most of the speeches are really important and great. But then you see stuff like today. He's still speaking right now. We backed up to the start, the Rose Garden at the White House. You know, lizard venom cost up to $1,000 a month. And I want to be able to get you cheaper lizard venom because you pay more for Gila monster venom here in the United States than they do in Europe. So it's more of a, hey, I'm getting you something really nice. A perk. You know, we're not going to get you a bunch of extra welfare, but if Big Pharma's squeezing you, and Americans pay more for drugs than everyone else in the world combined. I mean, we are marks for this. But it's lizard venom. That's what Ozempic and the other subclasses of it are, is synthetic Gila monster venom and synthetic anglerfish toxin. Now, every time I say this, even to medical doctors and people and on the street, people start laughing on airplanes they do. And I say, go ahead and look it up. And they type in Ozempic Gila monster. They go, oh, my God, it's all true. Why, that's the you know, Journal of Nature. And I'm like, yeah, now type in anglerfish. Have you seen an anglerfish? It's the ugliest thing in the galaxy. So you can't make it up. You have the leader of the free world, while all this is going on, promising more anglerfish toxin and more Gila monster venom. That's the Twilight Zone here. That's the world we're in. He should be saying the communists and the globalists are trying to bring the country down. I need you to, join me and push hard. These people are criminals, and get behind my initiatives. He needs to rally us. And I know he knows a lot of the population is supposed to hear about how he's doing a better deal for him, which he is. Like, hey, you like your gas almost half what it was a year ago? Hey, he's swinging for the fences. And again, I get people like Nick Fuentes' criticism of how Trump can be better and others, but I just told Nick on air and off air, I go, you know what happens if they get rid of Trump and the Republicans? You think they're going to leave you alone? They're going to throw your ass in prison, son. And it's come out that he's on the government hit list just like I am. Now, not as much, but he was on Bill Barr's hit list and others. And as he rises, he's going to be on the top of those lists. So the Republicans don't run around throwing their political enemies in prison. That's why we have to stop putting up with it and throw them in prison, not because they're political enemies, but because they're criminal tyrants that are totalitarians that are going to destroy the country. Been holding it hostage 36 days. They're the ones committing the crime. And if we don't stop them, we're aiding and abetting them. So people better really think about who they're going to support, what they're going to do. I know it's fashionable and, fun to bash on Republicans and say where they can be better. And, yeah, half the Republicans or more are hanging off the hind tent of Israel. I get all that. And Israel is a distraction from our national security. But these trade deals, the World Trade Organization, China, the dollar, sweethearts, that's everything. Because if we lose these fights, we are in the greatest debt ever. We have the largest group of welfare heads in the world. We have the most mentally ill people. We've been so rich and decadent. We're like a party cruise ship that's been driving around for 80 years. Still a lot of good people, but also a lot of spoiled lunatics. And man, if the money and the food cuts off, I mean, I don't abandon ship, but if it looks like Republicans are going to get thrown out if this fails, just to continue broadcasting, I'm gone. Sayonara, baby. I'm getting in the escape pod and getting off the spaceship. And I'll tell you that I'm evacuating. I'll pop up in a new country and I'll say, I'm here, I'm fighting, but I'm not going to sit here when we get overrun by the enemy and just wait for them to come grab me. So I'm having to, like, I mean, every day it's like, oh, God, we got to succeed. We got to battle. I mean, this is how real this is. And I use the analogy, pull it up for the next segment, of Star Wars Episode 4, you know, the first one that came out. You know, it starts right in the middle of the story. And they find a rebel base. They're tracking it. Death Star comes in out of warp speed. But now it's got to orbit the planet, slow down, so it can blow up the rebel base on the moon. And they launch their X-Wings. They're going in. And here comes, you know, the Death Star. Death Star, clear to fire. We got less than 3 years, folks, till this thing is sewn up by the enemy. We don't beat him. And I'm literally sitting here in the rebel base, and we've got Trump and everybody out there in the X-Wings, and the Death Star is orbiting the planet right now. And when it orbits around that sucker, it's, we're done. So you better know that. The end of this country, 100%, it's over. We were given this reprieve and one shot by God. I feel the hair on the back of my neck standing up, electricity in my hands right now. My gut is churning. I don't know how I get you to understand how existential and deadly and horrible this is. Everybody better get off Trump's back and get behind him and say a prayer. Because if he doesn't succeed landing this burning airplane, not just the U.S., when that tent pole falls, the West falls, the whole world falls into the technocracy AI control grid. You're like, well, they're already doing the AI. It's already rolling out. Yeah, but the globalists want everybody poor and it for control. There's a battle over how it's going to be deployed in the next 6-7 years, and we're all over that too. But right now, if we can't stabilize the economy and the dollar and get energy prices down and take care of our people and rehabilitate our minds and stop being broke-backed and having our will broken, we don't have a hope in hell. We got to get back up on our feet first. And we were laying on our deathbed now with Trump. We're up on our knees, and he's trying to get us up. I'm trying to get us up, so it's like one leg, and we're shaking. Like, you know, somebody's been in a coma for a year and they can't really walk very well. And you're like, come on, you're helping them. It's rehabilitation. We're like, let's get up here. Come on, get in the crutches. We're going to walk. And we're just like, come on, get up. Get up, America. Get up. Get up. Get up. God, get up. And there's all these armchair quarterbacks pointing about how it can be done better or this or that. And the left is just out there loving it that the populists are fighting with each other. There is a place for fighting over keeping the Republican Party on the right path and kicking out foreign interests, but I'm just telling you, we can have the ship going in the right direction away from, you know, the destruction. Let's use another analogy, not Star Wars. Krakatoa, and whenever it blew up, biggest volcano in the last couple hundred years to be observed blow up, destroyed stuff hundreds of miles away. And as the ships were cruising away, the steamship was trying to get away, that thing was just exploding. We're on the ship. Krakatoa is about to blow. It's already erupting. We got to get out of there as fast as we can. You know, ship's 100 miles away, got hurt by it, destroyed by it. And sure, we could have a better captain. There could be better ways. All that stuff. The point is, this is the damn ship we're on. This is the captain we got. And he's light years better than Kamala Harris. And God's given us this new lease on life so we can keep Trump true. And put his feet to the fire. But that doesn't mean abandon it. Because we can't. If you have a sane mind. Let's air a few minutes of him talking about, you know, Gila Monster. He's going to get you a better. And I'm not even criticizing Trump. I'm just saying this is the bizarreness of this. Like, who comes up with these speeches? Because you got Kennedy warning about the Gila Monster venom. But then Trump loves Big Pharma. So he's telling you how great the Gila Monster venom is. I bet he's on it. We need a graphic of Trump walking around with a Gila Monster hanging off his ass. Because, you know, it's coming out. This is killing people. It's really dangerous. And, of course, they knew that all they do is put out bad drugs now. There's thousands of good drugs they block. Absolute crap. Here it is.
Oh. 200%, 300%, 500%, 700%, a little more than that. So today I'm thrilled to announce that the two world's largest pharmaceutical manufacturers, Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk, have agreed to offer their most popular GLP-1 weight loss drug. I call it the fat drug, remember? At drastic discounts. They're very effective drugs. So far, I've never heard anything bad about them. I only hear good about them. It's pretty. Is there anything bad about them, Bob? Yeah, I haven't heard anything bad.
Someday, maybe it'll come out, which will notify you immediately. But so far, I haven't heard that, including the drugs known as Zepbound and Wegovy, often called Ozempic. This is a triumph for American patients that will save lives and improve the health of millions and millions of Americans. Amazing thing. They are amazing. I want to thank Eli Lilly CEO David Ricks, a friend of mine. We've worked long and hard. He and I got this whole thing started in a way. And Novo Nordisk CEO Mike Doustar for joining us today. Great, talented people. They make a lot of money. I looked at the money, but they're entitled to the money because the companies are doing very well. Along with Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Secretary Howard Lutnick. Do you take any of this stuff, Howard?
Not yet.
Okay, good. CMS Administrator Mehmet Oz, he doesn't take it. Food and Drug Administrator Commissioner Marty McCary and Director of Medicare Chris Plump. And we have Steve, where's Steve? Is he here? Head of Public Relations for the White House. He's taking it. The United States is just 4% of the world's population and consumes only 13% of all prescription drugs, yet pharmaceutical companies make 75% of their profits from the American customer. I would say that's not so good, right? It's not exactly great. To address this chronic unfairness, I signed an executive order earlier this year instructing my administration to do everything in our power to implement most favored nation's drug pricing, something that has been helped greatly by tariffs, because when nations refuse to do it, we should have put this in the case yesterday.
All right, let's stop right there. This is the thing about Trump. He'll say something that's totally true and totally awesome. He'll say something, you know, that's not right in the same sentence. So he's like, oh, well, if this turns out to be bad for you, we'll tell you. Like Tylenol, they knew 50 years ago when they came out with it was deadly. It's always been known. 45 years ago, whatever it was. So Trump already knows this stuff's going on with Ozempic. It's good that he invoked our most favored trading status. Everybody else gets it super cheap, but we don't because our politicians wanted to screw us. So that's a great thing. There's all these other drugs that are good and help people. But Lutnick, you know who, it's always about what makes the most money, hundreds of billions of dollars. Sir, go with the Ozempic. By the way, can we pull up an anglerfish photo for people? I'm not joking. I want you to see what one of these looks like. Okay, so they all focus on the Gila monster. No, it's a synthetic synthesis of its toxin that's on its teeth. So even if it bites a fish, the fish gets away, it dies very quickly. It's poison. And then the Gila monster has venom. I mean, you can't make this up, okay? But he's absolutely right about how this ties to the tariffs. And you got the Supreme Court getting ready. It looks like, I hope Lutnick's right, that they're signaling they're getting ready to slap down the tariffs. And I'm going to play some clips of the justices, both Democrat and Republican, talking about that. It's the majority of them that are making snarky remarks. And then what happens if they do this? Stay with us. We'll be right back. But let me tell you about this right now. I've been begging for this from our big sponsor at Bigley. They came out with some badass tactical daggers, limited edition, and the trench knives. Those were very popular and sold out. But I said, listen, I don't want to just be t-shirts and supplements, you know, all that great stuff. I want to have the giant selection of every type of knife anybody would want that are high-quality knife brands at reasonable prices. And they've done it. They've got a whole bunch of these amazing knives that have come in. The Alex Jones Phantom Folding Knife, quick, flips quick, high-quality stainless steel, composite material, different colors, really an excellent knife. And you would pay this much for this knife or more in stores. And it funds the operation Laser Etch with my little signature, a memento that you helped fund the operation at the tip of the spear, that you are the tip of the spear. So just so many of these knives. We're really, really proud of these. The Alex Jones Burnt Orange Folding Blade. Again, it just flicks right out with your finger. So it's equivalent like a stiletto or switchblade, but it's technically not one. So it's legal everywhere. The Alex Jones Ring Blade. And again, they're just calling them the Alex Jones knives. These are, I'm sure, calling these the Patriots or the Spartans or the Strikers or the Defenders. But the point is, it does keep us on air. That's a really, really, really cool knife. There's also the Alex Jones Quick Release Blade. And by the way, they're all quick release, but this one's like really quick release. So be careful with the green one, the olive drab one. Really, really proud of these. Discover the Alex Jones Signature Blade lineup, rugged, reliable folders. Engineered for real-world demands, each model combines premium steel, secure locks, and ergonomic grips for unmatched performance in the field, at work, or on the go. All chosen with the EDC Everyday Carry in mind and Alex Jones' personal signature laser-etched on them. And again, built like a tank, the Alex Jones Phantom Folding Knife, and ready for real work. This no-nonsense folder pairs stonewashed 3.6 D2 steel blade with a grippy G10 for an EDC that won't quit. Ideal for demanding tasks where the reliability is non-negotiable. Deploy it confidently, cutting, prying, and slicing without compromise. Or if you're defending yourself, stabbing. It does a very good job with that as well. Compact enough to pocket carry, tough enough for the field. It just goes on from there. We have the Alex Jones Ring Blade. Compact 2.96 dual, almost 3 inches, ring fixed blade in a 14 CD2 8N built for retention speed with absolute control under pressure. The innovative dual retention rings and linen scales deliver positive traction and lightning fast indexing, engineering for high stakes scenarios, which every second matters, lightweight and precise for tactical or urban EDC. Then there's really, this one's got to be my favorite, the Alex Jones Quick Release Blade. And I selected these. I said, these are the types, these are the companies I would go with. These are quality, but also at a decent price. Lightweight, lock solid EDC with smooth shaft, lock 3.4 inch D2 steel, made to slice clean and carry easy all day. One hand operation shines as its axis style lock and slim profile, offering confident grip without the bulk. Your go-to effortless deployment and all-day comfort in pocket or pack. And there's more. Get them now. Limited runs. The AlexJonesStore.com. The coordinates of high-quality products in front of the Second American Revolution worldwide. Also, 25% off store-wide on top of all the other sales. Ultramethylene Blue, still available. Ultramethylene Red, sold out.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong. A new world order.
Let's look at what the Supreme Court's doing on tariffs and trade. And again, these are bigger than tariffs and trade. This is war. And the U.S. won World War II. I mean, Russia did most of the fighting, but we economically controlled the world with the British Empire that we were allied with. The end of the British Empire, as you know it, merged with us. That was official, you know, via unofficial agreements, but Churchill wrote three books on it through the Council on Foreign Relations. And we had the world reserve currency, and the oil was then tied to the dollar. And so we were in control, except for areas communists ran. But secretly, the big banks were also funding them at the same time, so they could build up a police state to counter the so-called threat, which was a threat, but was manufactured. And so now we're to the end of that. China had a deal inked in the 80s where they would not expand their military even in the South China Sea, but they would be given rare earth minerals and control of basically all manufacturing, but they had to sell it through globalist middlemen who would then use that to deindustrialize the West, but make themselves even more wealthy and powerful. China never really followed the agreement, but they officially broke with it about 16 years ago. And I know I talk about this because nobody else does, and this is all mainline PhD-level history. It's not debated, but the general public still doesn't know this. And so Trump gets in and tries to make deals his first term, but gets blocked. And he's like, why do all these countries have 20, 30, 40% tariffs or 100% tariffs in some cases on us? Canada, 200, 300%. It's even bad for their people. There's no competition. It's worse for them, actually, than for us. And so we're going to end that, and we're going to be fair. And then you see $18 trillion pledged, $8, $9 trillion already here. Despite all the globalists trying to kill our economy, it's so far it failed. But if you read the Constitution, if you look at the articles, if you look at past Supreme Court rulings, there's four of them that all agree with Trump. Going back 200 years, 150 years, and then a couple other rulings this century, last century, and another one earlier this century. It's five, six rulings. That he can do this. And if the Supreme Court shoots that down, you might see the stock market kind of even surge more because there's a lot of interest that want to go back to the old system. But I don't gut level looking at a lot of different pieces of information. There are enough investors and enough people that understand that this means the U.S. recovery is not going to happen. The Great Reset around the world is going to go forward. Planned global depression to bring in the new AI system, the cashless society, social credit score, universal basic income. It'll mean that the attempt to create a whole new global system that's not under the globalist control has failed. And the globalists have also lined it up and pulled $5 trillion out of the stock market and put it in the EU, not in China, because they don't know who's going to win this fight between the U.S. and China. They're kind of waiting it out on the sidelines. And there's a good chance they're going to crash the market, and I mean substantively, as a buying opportunity like 1929. I mean, I know their mindset. I've seen so many angles and points and things they've done that would take hours and hours to lay out all the pieces of why I believe that, but folks have learned I'm right about 98% of the time. You might have a rally for like a week while the globalists kind of just position themselves, and then after that, giant crash. And you got all the globalist publications saying China's going to win the AI war. Council on Foreign Relations until recently would say, oh, the U.S. is over, it's done. Larry Fink would say that. Now he's been acting like on the surface he's pro-America, but he's really not. So all the pieces are there for them to make their move. They've got the 36th day of the shutdown, which they admit is trying to trigger the collapse. They can blame Trump and create leverage on the American people. So from what I've seen and read the comments, and we also have the audio, five justices, three Democrats, two Republicans, and the debate is ongoing, so you know we're going to get more. But the majority of justices have made statements that when I've seen statements even half that strong in the past, they're signaling they're going to vote against Trump. Now, Lutnick, because everybody read the tea leaves and said, oh, God, they're about to do this. Lutnick ran out and said, no. They're running their mouths, but they're not really going to do this. Well, you got ethics investigations by Congress into Roberts and others for side deals and corruption They've got a lot of leverage points there. It's been reported for a long time that Roberts is blackmailed. He had the strongest comments. Sotomayor and Jackson, and again, they could have found Hispanic and black judges that are smart. There's plenty of them. But that's the trend to find whether it's a brain-dead white guy like Biden or an Indian lady who says she's black like Kamala Harris, to have the dumbest possible person you can have. So, but when you hear their comments, I mean, Jackson like got completely embarrassed. Like, I'm not a lawyer, and I instantly knew what the question was and what the answer was. And any first-year law student would know this. And anybody that studied civics would know it. So these are really stupid people. So there's also that takeaway from these clips. So let's just roll these back-to-back. They're short. I got the full transcripts up on Infowars.com. They're linked everywhere. Supreme Court justices appear skeptical that Trump tariffs are legal. That's CNBC. And then we've got Chief Justice Roberts calls Trump's tariffs taxes on Americans while grilling admin lawyer. Neil Gorsuch warns the president's growing power in Supreme Court hearing. Oh, yeah, that's another Republican. Let me see. No, actually, that's... Yeah, that, okay, that's the yeah, that's the other Republican. So that's five total doing that. So let's air these back to back. Let's air Chief Justice Roberts. Then let's do Sotomayor, and then let's do Jackson. And we have time. We'll play the other clips. But you can go read the transcripts if you want. This is all over the news. But this does not look good. I mean, this has got me literally. Again, I don't decide to get stressed out by things. Most stuff, even horrible stuff, attacks, you name it, just do nothing to me. But when deep down I feel the danger and I know all the facts, I am shook up right now. I mean, you want to live in a global depression under AI control? They're going to try to arrest me and everybody else? You don't know what you got till it's gone. Man, I tell you, all you people out there that run your mouth against Trump all day, it's fine to criticize something he's done to get him back on track. And when he's purely wrong, get in his face. I do. But seriously, intellectually sit back. And do you wanted Kamala Harris in right now? They were planning a total collapse. They were going to blame it on her. And then bring in some neocon next. They were going to ride us hard, folks, and put us away wet. I mean, can you feel the danger? Just on this alone. Here are the clips.
Part, but I mean, and I think this is a question for the other side as well. It's too facing. Yes, of course, tariffs and dealings with foreign powers. But the vehicle is imposition of taxes on Americans. And that has always been the core power of Congress. So to have the president's foreign affairs power trump that basic power for Congress.
Well, it started over, and it's in the Constitution. It's everywhere else. Levying taxes, controlling the purse, passing the laws is the legislative. But because you call raising a tariff on another country that's screwing you so that their product costs more when it gets here for a consumer, the consumer doesn't have to buy a Mercedes or a Toyota or a Hyundai. If he puts a huge tax on, say, Brazilian beef, as they were talking about, you can buy American beef. It's not a tax by any stretch of the imagination. Now, you can look at these one-sided trade deals against us so far and against our businesses and industry and workers, and it is a prohibitive tariff on us, allowing them to have high tariffs and we have low tariffs. That's economic warfare. That's siege. But you don't call it a tax. But if you want to dumb it down, yeah, in the first phase of this, people that want to buy foreign stuff, it will cost you more. But you don't have to buy it. So Roberts knows this, okay? And he knows the president has these emergency powers on trade. And again, these countries have carbon taxes on us. We pulled out of the treaty. They have all these VAT taxes, all these other regulations that aren't just the tariffs. It's prohibitive. It is discriminatory. And if we want to bring back our great manufacturing system, we have to stand up for ourselves. And I looked at Trump's tariffs country by country. They were not even getting rid of half of the raping against us. And that's why he said in Independence Day or Liberation Day, he announced, he said, listen, this is moderate compared to how you screwed us. This is just begins the process. Don't buck me on this or I'll double or triple him, which he did. Because that's actually what they've done. He just said, take your foot off our neck a little. Because you don't want to jolt the economy too much and have too much on the consumer. But you ask the average consumer, would you rather get your industry back and prosperity and jobs and economy and lower crime and have a great new future and dignity and go through a tiny bit of pain because you can't buy a Range Rover? Oh, God, for people that can buy a $100,000 Range Rover? You know what? He wants to put 100% tariff on him if Starmer didn't do what we wanted. Then you rich people can pay $200,000 for your luxury thing. Oh, you want to buy a yacht that's $20 million from Germany? It'll be $40 million under Trump. Good, pay it. Jeep's owned by Fiat now. A lot of it's made here. Okay, you want a Jeep? You're going to, you know, most of it's made here. Doesn't matter. And Trump had it where the Toyota made in San Antonio, no tariff on that. I mean, he was very fair, folks. Oh, you're a foreign company, it's made here? No, it doesn't count. But again, oh, it's costing us money. Oh, we're being screwed. Oh, the American people, he's taxing you. Oh, he's building a $300 million ballroom with your money. Donors paid for it all. And then how many people get jobs building the damn thing? That's as big as the Federal Reserve building that to renovate it was $3.2 billion. Trump can build a gigantic, badass ballroom of marble and golden chandeliers for $300 million because he knows how to not get screwed. And he's not paying side deals to the mafia and the liberals and the kickbacks. Obama's been building his presidential monstrosity in Chicago for 8 years. Supposed to cost $300 million. It's cost so far $800 million. They think it's going to cost another $200 million. So, $800 or $900 million, $1,000 million. I mean, it just goes on and on. And it looks like a North Korean death camp or something. It looks like a giant space alien spaceship obelisk met a dirt dauber's nest or something. That's $800 million with $200 million left to go. $1,000 million for that. And because Obama's satanic, notice the left can never build anything pretty. The uglier, the better. I mean, that wins the ugly building. Well, there's that one they built in North Korea that's as ugly. A close second. I think it's even uglier. Because the North Korean building is at least gigantic and a big pyramid and super evil looking, but it's still disgusting. But there's still something powerful about it, so it gets a 95 for ugliness. Obama's looks pathetic and weak on top of it, so it gets a 100 perfect. It looks like a trash can. Good point. I mean, come on, people. And it's little. Sorry, I'm ranting. Back to Roberts on the tax. It's not an official tax levied by Congress in the Constitution. And you know that, Chief Justice. You're not stupid like Jackson. Here it is.
Part, but I mean, and I think this is a question for the other side as well. It's two-facing. Yes, of course, tariffs, dealings with foreign powers. But the vehicle is imposition of taxes on Americans, and that has always been the core power of Congress. So to have the president's foreign affairs power trump that basic power for Congress
Pause again. They said the World Trade Organization, all part of the UN and the globalists, put China on as most favored trading nation, let them do whatever they wanted, screwed us. Clinton's got all that through. Nobody cared when China had 100%, 200% tariffs on different things. Oh, that wasn't a tax. Roberts doesn't care about that. He cares about Trump trying to get you a better deal and have America. Once you listen to it, you're informed. It's such horse crap. Sorry, I'm going to stop now. Play all clips together.
Neutralize between the two powers, the executive power and the legislative power.
Let me say two things in response to that. First, the notion that the taxes are all borne by Americans and are not borne by foreign producers whose goods are imported is empirically, there's no basis for that in the record. It's actually a mixed.
Well, who pays the tariffs? If a tariff is imposed on automobiles, who pays them?
Regardless of who the importer of record is, there'd be a contract that would go along the sort of line of transfer that would allocate the tariff, and there'd be different. Sometimes the foreign producer would pay them. Sometimes the importer would bear the cost. The importer could be an American, could be a foreign company. A lot of times it's.
And if you choose to buy the car, you pay it. It's not a tax; it's voluntary, Roberts.
The empirical estimates range from like 30% to 80% of like how much is borne by.
I mean, it's been suggested that the tariffs are responsible for significant reduction in our deficit. I would say that's raising revenue domestically.
There certainly is an incidental and collateral effect of the tariffs that they do raise revenue, but it's very important that they are regulatory tariffs, not revenue-raising tariffs. And the way you can see this, I think, if you look at this policy is by far the most effective if nobody ever pays the tariffs. And I say two policies, right? So if you look at the trade deficit emergency, if nobody ever pays the tariffs and instead Americans direct their consumption towards American producers and stimulate the rebuilding of our hollowed-out manufacturing base, then the policy is by far the most effective. So a tariff, a regulatory tariff that...
why not do what the statute permits, bar importation of products altogether? That would be the most effective way to do it.
The question
you follow the statute. The statute says the president can do that. What it doesn't say is the president can raise revenue.
What it says is he can regulate importation and go back hundreds of years the way you regulate
imports, causing it, subjecting some countries and not others to importation bans. There's a lot of verbs. But none of them include generating revenue as a side effect or directly.
Like McGoldrick and Board of Trustees.
Well, General Sauer, can I just ask you a question? Can you point to any other place in the code or any other time in history where that phrase, together, regulate importation, has been used to confer tariff-imposing authority?
Well, as to regulate importation... that was held in TWEA. So obviously, and that's...
Okay. So an intermediate appellate court held it in TWEA, but you just told Justice Kavanaugh that wasn't your lead argument, that your lead argument was this long history of the phrase regulate importation being understood to include tariff authority. So my question is, has there ever been another instance in which a statute has used that language to confer the power?
Well,
putting aside Yoshida.
I mean, obviously, other statutory example is just imports. The cases we rely on are cases where, for example, in Gibbons, it's Ogden and Justice Story's.
But that just shows the word can be used that way. None of those cases talked about it as conferring tariff authority. I understood you to be citing McGoldrick and Gibbons in those cases just to show that it's possible to say that regulating commerce includes the power to tariff.
I think our argument goes a bit further than that as an interpretive matter, because if you look at that history, the history of delegation...
Could you just answer the justice's question?
Can you identify any statute that used that phrase to confer tariffs?
Yeah, the only two statutes I can identify now are TWEA, as interpreted in Yoshida, and then closely related, not regulate importation, but adjust imports in Section 232.
Well, I think adjust imports is differently. So the answer is the contested application in TWEA and then now in IEEPA.
And then, of course, I mean, there's a sort of direct line there.
Yeah, I understand that. But
then... More fundamentally, we rely on the historical sources to show there's this long historical pedigree of broad delegations of the foreign commerce power, not the power to tax that we're not asserting here, delegations of the foreign commerce power to the president, going back to Gibbons against Ogden, all the way through McGoldrick and Board of Trustees, where this court and founding era sources say the power to, in other words, the power to tariff is kind of this natural, you know, as everyone knows, that includes...
Just ask you one other question about the plain text, General.
Did any president under TWIA, did any president under TWIA use that language to impose tariffs?
Well, yes, President Nixon's 1971 tariffs.
Not a tariff. That wasn't a tariff. It was a licensing agreement during wartime. It was a specific thing. The tariff I'm talking about.
I'm referring to President Nixon's 1971 tariff.
Yes, I thought you meant Lincoln.
Not only that, but then it was upheld by the Court of Appeals with exclusive jurisdiction under this very phrase.
Can I back you up just a second? I'm sorry. You're talking so quickly.
You can pull it up. The U.S. Supreme Court 5 times has ruled presidents can do exactly what Trump did, and the appeals courts have done it just countless times. And she's like, you show me a time. Okay, Richard Nixon. Okay, sorry. Remember, she couldn't answer in confirmation, what is a woman? It is a adult, female, human, a mammal. A mammal, adult, female, human. Just that's you can do it. You can do it. You come on, you can do it. And you know what a tariff is, too, right? All right. I need your support. The products are the best you're going to find anywhere. You're insane if you don't use our Ultramethylene Blue, our Ultimate Life Force, our Shilajit, our Arashimosh. All the supplements right now are 50% off, but this sale ends Sunday at midnight. When you sign up for AutoShip, it's one click. You can cancel anytime, but you just sign up to get it the next month, get 50% off as well, and lock in that price. And it never sells out because they hold it back for you. But you could go sign up for AutoShip once, get 50% off, and cancel if you wanted to. But we don't want you to do that. Get it, try it. If you don't like it, then cancel. But I know you're not going to. There's 25% off store wide on top of that. Did you hear what I just said? Then if you use the app on Android, it's free, or Apple. At alexjonesapp.com, that'll take you to both places. You get 20% off through that shopping cart. It's the same shopping cart. If you just shop through it, on top of that, making it a loss leader in many cases. Wide a selection of Patriot apparel, you name it. It's all there, thealexjonesstore.com. We got 4 new knives in, but they got a limited supply. 2 of them sold out. I told the guys at Bigley, this is, you guys want this. People know these are good deals. The other 2 knives are about to sell out, and they already have at thealexjonesstore.com. But whatever you do, if you're still on the fence, get our Ultramethylene Blue. It'll change your life. It's incredible. Get it now at thealexjonesstore.com. The deal ends Sunday night at midnight. Take action now, 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 now. Hour number 2 straight ahead, 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 ahead.
You can judge a man by the enemies he dares to defy. He stands against those who would chain the voice of freedom, battling shadowy forces that seek to silence truth. He rises against those who would disarm the people, a lone sentinel guarding the rights of the many. Through the fire of unjust legal warfare, he fights. Not for himself, but for those who cannot. Stripped of wealth, betrayed by systems, yet driven by an unyielding hunger for justice. On the altar of truth, he swears an oath, enduring relentless assaults, slander, schemes, and ceaseless attacks.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
InfoWars is shutting down.
And he remains unbroken, unbowed, unstoppable. His enemies thought they could crush him, thought they could bury his resolve. They were wrong. From the ashes of their lies, he rises stronger. A beacon of defiance in a world of shadows. His enemies reveal his strength, his courage, his heart. But this fight is not his alone. It belongs to every soul who yearns for truth, who dares to stand tall. Will you join him? Will you rise against the tide of tyranny? For a man is not defined by the enemies he faces, but by the fire he carries within. Stand with him. Fight for truth. The battle begins now.
forged in the fires of liberty. The Alex Jones Network Live app stormed to number one in Apple's trending news apps. Big tech tried to bury it, but freedom's flame can't be extinguished. AJN Live delivers raw truth, uncensored broadcasts, hard-hitting reports, and live alerts the elites dread. Don't let censorship win. Download now. Stand tall. Join the fight. AJN Live, forged by liberty, powered by truth.